Well, we're going to talk Community Care Tasmania now on the West Coast Feel Good Station, and we're joined by two members of the organisation now. First of all, Susan Eichert, and also Sharon Latham, who's a local. So good morning, ladies. Great to have you along this morning. Welcome along.
Good morning, Skirbo.
Yeah,
good morning,
Skirbo.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, last month we had the CEO on talking about community care as an entity. What's your take on the organisation?
Okay, well, I didn't hear the interview with Wendy, so I'm just going to pretend you know nothing on the West Coast.
Yep. That's all right. That sounds good to me, because other people mightn't have listened either, so there
well,
you are.
Well, that's exactly yes. Right. And I do think, you know, one of the lovely things about, well, there's two lovely things that I'd like to point out. One is, yeah, we're Community Care Tasmania, because that's what we do. We look after the community, and we're a Tasmanian organisation, which in this sector of home care provision is getting rarer and rarer, because they become these big entities that are run off the mainland.
So that's true.
The fact that we are a locally owned and run and not-for-profit organisation that was given birth in the north here is I think quite significant. It actually makes a big difference, not only to our staff but also to a lot of our clients.
Mm.
So I'd like people on the West Coast to know that. And do you want a bit of background info about the organisation?
Yes, please do, go for it.
Okay, see, I'm an historian through and through. I can't help giving a tale
after my dad's own heart too.
Exactly. See, yes. I knew that.
Yes.
Now, with Community Care Tasmania, we've actually had a lot of names. We get called a lot of things. No,
oh.
I'm only joking here. But we've been around for over 30 years. And the organisation was actually started to service people from non-English-speaking backgrounds, groups or communities. So those migrants that came to Australia after the Second World War. So by 1990, when they were actually our older citizens. We had no specific services set up to cater for them as older people. So it was a disproportionate amount of non-English-speaking background, or CoLD, culturally and linguistically diverse mm-hmm. people, going into care. So this organisation set about to serve them at home to be culturally appropriate, etc. We've since grown over the years, so we've actually had a presence on the North West Coast since 2006. We've been in the South since about 2014, and we are thrilled to bits to have been on the West Coast now for the last year. Sharon's been...
We are too, by the way.
..signing up clients, etc., because you guys are booming on the West Coast and you need the services. So we're delighted to have put our hand up. So Sharon actually could talk a bit more about that, because she's been the person on the ground
mm-hmm.
doing our spruiking and signing up people. She's as busy as I don't know what down there.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually a case manager, and
right.
I assist people with managing their home care packages. I can also, at any time, anybody would like some information about how to get into the aged care system, because everything is under the umbrella of My Aged Care. So
right,
to receive
yes.
a home care package or a smaller bucket of funding to help you to remain living at home, everything has to go through My Aged Care. So at any time, anybody can call me, and when I am down in on the West Coast, I can pop in and have a chat to them, even help do a phone call and help them to get registered and to be assessed, because everybody needs to be assessed prior to receiving subsidised funding from the government. And then I can help them with their home care packages or their lower entry level programs, and give them advice and tailor support to their individual needs.
And I guess what helps too is that you are a local, Sharon, too, so you understand the West Coast culture.
I do. I actually, from the age of one, grew up in Rosebery and lived there for 33 years. My husband was born in Rosebery, and he was there for 55 years.
There you go.
He retired. He had 40 years in the mine. I still have a brother and a nephew that still works in the mine at Rosebery, and my heart is, I always say, is on the West Coast. My ashes are going to be spread down near the Montezuma Falls.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right, okay.
Yeah, how about that for planning? Gosh. Yeah. So to be able to provide some services or assist people on the West Coast to remain living down there in their own homes is very exciting to me.
Yeah. And I guess it would be important, as I said, given that you are a local, and how would that make the services you provide even better?
Well, because of my local knowledge, old school friends and things like that, I've been able to rack their brains and develop a really good network of workers, private contractors and everything. We are working very closely with West Coast Health and the lovely Jenny Maskell down there. There's no egos here. We're both working in together to help older people on the West Coast, and Jenny helps me out with sending some clients in our direction, and I help her out in certain ways too. We're tapping in all sorts of different new innovative ways on how to provide services to people on the West Coast that normally wouldn't have been thought of before. So, the local knowledge is really good. And having old school friends and things like that down there and some family still, they send me in all sorts of directions. Talk to this one, talk to that one. And I've got a really good network of contractors and all those sort of contacts now. And if I don't know, I know who I can call to find out who can give you some advice. So it's really good.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah. And what's your role? So what are your roles? You've got a number of hats, so to speak, Susan, haven't you?
Yes, I do. I think, you know, Sharon's just mentioned an absolutely critical word or attribute in this industry is to be networked. You know, to be networking with people, to understand, to have the conversations. And I guess a lot of my roles, and I do wear a number of hats, is about that. I mean, I actually manage our volunteer program, which we only do in the north, actually, so it's not operating on the west coast, but that's matching people who have time and care to visit socially isolated people in residential care or living at home. I also now am working closely with our staff, our support workers around the state, so that they've got you know, someone that they know is getting there, because they work autonomously, you know. It's a, as you would know, particularly on the West Coast, where people do have to make do with what resources, et cetera. When we are in the state, our head office is here in Launceston, but nevertheless, we're not actually in Queenstown or Zen or Burnie or wherever. So we do have an office in Burnie. We'll come back to that in a minute, but it's really important that you get out there and you talk to people.
Yeah,
you know, this is
absolutely
a people business.
Yep.
No, I do a lot of talking. Can you tell?
Yep. You're after my own heart, because I talk too much as well. But that's okay. No, it's all good. It's all good. with the fact that you're really fresh down here on the West Coast, what are some of the new services that you're providing down here?
Well, like I said, we assist people with their home care packages, and that's my main role.
Yep.
And we provide all sorts of services, anything from domestic assistance, personal care, assistance with showering, in-home respite, assistance with aids and equipment, all sorts of things like that. A home care package is tailored to the individual's needs, and when the person is actually assessed, they're assessed and approved for a certain level of care, of funding. There's four different levels.
Yep.
And so it all depends on what level the person's been approved for and their package has been assigned to them.
Right.
So everybody who receives a home care package assignment has to find a service provider to manage their package. And
okay.
Some of it is quite a lot of money. And, at the moment, there's not much choice on the West Coast of service providers, because the client actually does have the choice to choose what provider they would like. So I actually help them, and everything is tailored to their individual needs. And
there's something that actually Sharon told me yesterday, which you and I'm presuming your listeners would be interested in, and I didn't know this, But because, and it's to do with your geography, it's to do with the location, that in fact, you know, the packages are gazetted at certain, you know, levels of funding, etc. But because of the remoteness of the West Coast, there's actually an additional payment made for people living in...
That's right, Susan. Yeah. It's called the Viability Supplement.
Okay.
And everybody on the West Coast that has been assigned a home care package is entitled to the Viability Supplement, and that's an extra $16.01 a day, which is an extra $5,843 a year. So they're very lucky, and that extra supplement is to, because of the rural and remote areas people live in, it's to, and how hard it is to find or get support workers in those areas, it's to pay for their cost of travelling and to get people to actually go there. And but it is actually paid into the client's package, and it can be used for whatever. And sometimes I might have to get a support worker to travel from Queens down to Zeehan, things like that. And that's what that extra supplement helps out with. And so that's one little bit of a bonus for people that live on the West Coast. They actually get more funding than anywhere else really in the state, or with this Viability Supplement.
So, I'm going to ask a question, and I don't know the answer to this, but if there's a client, say living in Queenstown, that actually needs transport to an appointment in Launceston or on the northwest coast somewhere,
mm-hmm.
Would that cover those sorts of things as well?
Yes, it does.
There's someone who's going to drive them or take them to an appointment, even if it's in Hobart, you know?
It does. Okay. That's if they've got a home care package.
Yeah.
Usually people that are on the lower level of Commonwealth Home Support Program, they have CTST, which I know is available down there on the West Coast. But for the home care package clients, if we factor that into their budget, they can actually have a support person transport them to their medical appointments on the coast and things like that, as long as it's all within budget.
Okay. I mean, it's extraordinary how amazing Tasmania is booming all over the state.
Absolutely.
Obviously with the fallout of COVID on the mainland in particular. And I'd just like to say too, our commiserations to everyone who was involved with the cancellation or, you know, the unconformity.
Yeah.
Thing that you had at the weekend or didn't have it. As it turned out, that must have been a serious blow. But it is those things, you know, to get all that stuff built up on the coast. You know, now that the population is growing there, and there's people coming from other areas that you know, will make demands to have services more available.
Yeah,
it will. You know, it's going to get built up. So, or, you know, we want to be there to make that happen. So, it's really. Very exciting all
around. Absolutely.
Round.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Now, if anybody has any questions or they want to just get more information, where's the best place to go for that?
Okay, well, you can ring our 1300 number. So if I'll give you that, it's 1300-722-400.
Yep.
And you can just talk to our admin staff here who are really well informed. And if they really want to talk to somebody who knows their area, of course, you know, ask to speak to Sharon. Mind you, she's extremely busy trying to find Sharon. is a feat sometimes. I'm thinking, which part of the world is she in? And then we find her. But we'll certainly take your calls with interest, et cetera. And that doesn't go just for clients. You know, if there's anyone looking for work down on the West Coast who thinks this might be an area that they would like to work in, or if they're already working in it or develop that. You know, we actually are really dedicated to finding training options for people.
Mm-hmm.
So we actively do that so that all our staff do, you know, have a lot of training options, and some of that to be refresher training as well as just doing their original certificates. So, you know, it's well worth asking for Monica in our office to talk to about that, or just say they're looking for work and they'd like to talk to our HR, and we can take it from there. So there's lots of options. Like we want to support our business and we want to support it on the West Coast. So whatever facilitates that, we are happy to.
Excellent. All right, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today, ladies. And, very exciting to have Community Care's presence on the West Coast.
Thank you. I'd just like to say, Skirbo, I am down on the West Coast next week on Thursday and Friday. So if anybody would like to see me, if they have any questions or anything like that, just call the office on the number that Susan provided.
Yep.
So 1300 722 400.
Yep.
And I'd be happy to pop in and have a chat. And,
excellent.
Even just give you some... more info about how to access the aged care system. I'm more than happy to do it.
Sounds great. Thank you very much once again, ladies.
Thank you, Skirbo.
Okay. No worries. Okay, bye for now. Okay. There we go. Sharon and Susan joining us from Community Care Tasmania, now having a presence on the West Coast. It's the West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS. Good morning.